Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this Tuesday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And on a Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, we're joined by the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director, Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice outside.
Yes, it is. It's going to get warmer, but at least the mornings are starting a little cooler than the rest of the day outlook is. So that is nice.
We could hold on to this, yes, and move right into fall. It'd be just absolutely fine with me.
All right. So what's going on? What are we looking at in Independence?
We have lots of things happening. I guess we'll start with it's Tuesday, so that means that the sanitation yard is open at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1 for recycling drop-off. So you can get all those things dropped off out of the back seat of your car, or out of your trunk. And also, the sanitation yard is also open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 2. And you can drop off debris, appliances, you know, broken furniture and other bulky items. Basically, you put them in your car or truck, you pull into the sanitation yard and you circle around back, and there's a lot of dumpsters. It's kind of a self-serve kind of experience there. And so that's available every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2. And then the shorter period of time, 11 to 1 on Tuesday, is strictly for the recycling drop-off, because it is a manned drop-off experience out there for that. So and then I was just listening to the news right before I came on, and just want to remind everyone that the typical first Saturday of the month, where they do recycling and bulky debris drop off and the brush dump is open, has been moved to the second Saturday because of the holiday weekend. So move that and to your calendar as well. So I think, is that second Saturday, is that the 10th?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So put that on your calendar. It is getting ready to be fall, and people still like to get outside. Actually, it's more enjoyable to be outside now that we're getting a break from the heat. So want to give a shout out to the Eagle Rock Shredders. They have a Tuesday night bike ride out at Elk City State Park. The bike trails The bike riders meet at the Outlet Channel parking lot at Elk City State Park. And the next ride will be tonight at 7 o'clock. And then starting on Tuesday, September the 6th, which is next week, the rides will start at 6 o'clock because it starts getting darker earlier. So they move that time up. And just to keep all the riders safe, helmets are required. And if you plan to ride after dark, be sure and bring a light so that you can make your way on the trail safely and back home. So that's today. And then tomorrow is live music at Dickie's. So Alicia Kay will be playing from 6:30 to 9. I was there last Wednesday, and Doug Toon was playing. He's a great guitarist. So that was very enjoyable, and I look forward to hearing Alicia Kay play tomorrow night. And then musical bingo at the brewery on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. Bingo cards are a dollar, and winners receive Indie Brewworks gift certificates. And then trivia night is Thursday at 7. And then I believe that beer yoga will take place this week. I just checked the Facebook page. So beer yoga is always on the first Saturday of the month, and sounds like fun if you're into beer and into yoga. And it's at 10:45, and again, that'll be this Saturday, September the 3rd.
That seems a little bit better than the beer mile. Have you ever heard of a beer mile?
No.
So every quarter of a mile, you drink a...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine
the end
drinking,
result.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm sure that the end result of beer yoga will be okay.
A little bit
so,
better,
yeah,
yes.
10:45 in the morning, and yeah. So, Farmer's Market. So Farmer's Market is still open and going strong. It's every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11. Again, it's so much more enjoyable to get out in these nice, cooler mornings than when it's so, I guess, muggy and hot. But 7:30 to 11, and then every Thursday afternoon from 4 to 7, and all of this takes place at 8th and Chestnut, right behind Annie Mae's coffee shop. And they've got lots of things still available. So all of the things from the garden and baked goods and jellies and jams and cheeses and coffee – all kinds of things related to the farmers and things that are coming out of the garden and things that are being canned and prepared. But also the local artisans will be there selling jewelry and wood crafts and bath products and candles and all kinds of things. So you can watch the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page for all kinds of updates on the things that are being brought to the market now through, I think about the beginning of October. So we've got about one solid month coming up. So is it supposed to be nice this weekend? Have you checked the weather?
Low 90-ish.
Okay. So still,
not terrible.
Okay.
But
well, still hot.
Yes.
So out in the Riverside Park over by the kind of the miniature golf area are some bronze sculptures. And the bronze sculptures were actually designed to squirt water because they are of three kids holding garden hoses as if they were in a water fight. And so this year they turned them on and they have a regular time schedule for them to be on. And so it's kind of created this splash pad out in our park area. So it's really cool. So this weekend, the sculpture garden at Riverside Park is going to have its last day because it's Labor Day weekend. So the water will spray for the final time this season from three bronze sculptures Thursday and Friday from 11 to 1, and then again from 6 to 8:30 in the evening, and then on Saturday and Sunday will be the final 2 days, so from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the final spray from 6 to 8:30. So I'm glad that it's going to be on the warm side, maybe not brutally hot, but warm enough that you still want to go out and splash around in the sculpture garden and have fun. So you can put on your suits. You can just get wet in your shorts and t-shirt and have a good time. So, and then Brian Leedy, we were talking a minute ago about Alicia Kay being at Dickie's. So Brian Leedy plays music at Uncle Jack's every Friday night starting at 6 o'clock. And he's really developing a following and a good crowd at Uncle Jack's. They have lots of good dinner specials, so check out their Facebook page. And then just catty corner across the street is another great place to hang out, Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill. And they, too, have lots of really good food and food specials. So check out their Facebook page. And please know that they have karaoke starting at 9 every Friday night. So are you a – we talked about this. Now, let's see. Can you sing or do you –
I can't sing. You rapped. I was in the choir when I was a kid.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I don't.
And you did that rap that you showed me on your phone last week.
Yes.
Well.
But I wouldn't try karaoke.
You wouldn't?
No. Okay. I'd let other people
handle it. You get in a group, sing.
Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, so that's Friday nights at 9 o'clock, always fun at Turbo's. And then, kind of let's talk some more about, going back into the park. The sculpture garden again will be having its last 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then, of course, the park and the zoo are open year-round, but they do change their hours, and they have switched over to their fall hours. So the rides are open from 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays now. And then you can come early from 11 to 5 and go to the snack shack. So what you could do is you could head out to the park and the zoo, and you could you could be out there and play in the sculpture garden, and then you could start riding some of the rides. So you can do miniature golf for $2 and ride the train. It takes, I think it's a quarter mile track, and it goes around twice. That's a big 50 cents. And then if you still have any money left, you can ride the antique Alan Herschel carousel for a nickel and have a great time. And again, then my favorite is going to the snack shack because they have cotton candy. And so I love cotton. Do you like cotton candy?
Oh, cotton candy's great.
Oh, my gosh.
So great.
I love cotton candy.
Yeah.
And I'll just give a plug to Dairy Queen because they have cotton candy blizzards. Matt, they are the best.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's probably an addiction neither one of us should start. But I'm well on my way. So, yeah, you got to try that.
I will.
And then due to Friday Night Lights, you know, it's football season. Glow Golf has been changed from Friday night to Saturday on September the 24th. So Saturday, September the 24th at 9 o'clock will be, Glow Golf. So you'll want to, If you're a glow golfer, you want to switch over from a Friday night to a Saturday night. And there's a lot going on in the park that night because we will also have movie night. And that will start, well, pre-show starts at 7:30 and the movie starts at 8:30. And we're going to be featuring Sing 2. So we just had movie night last weekend and it was so much fun. We showed Encanto and it was very well attended. The college sponsored it, Independence Community College. So the women's basketball team was out there. The men's basketball team was out there. And then we had Monty the Python. He was present and accounted
such
for.
Such a great name.
I know. And the fire department was out there. They were playing fire hose bowling, so that was super fun until they got called out and went to save the day. But they were there for probably almost the entire pre-show, so that was really cool to have them out there. And then the college also had root beer floats that they gave away, and they gave away over 100 root beer floats. So we know there were lots of kiddos out there. And then the chamber did face painting, and I had about 9 super good high school kids that face painted. The carousel was going for free, so it was a lot of fun. So we've got some fun things planned for Saturday, September the 24th. Again, we'll be featuring Sing 2, so watch our Facebook page and put that on your calendar. The Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is going to kick off their artist show and sell, which is where all of the artists, you know, put all of their creations out for all of us to visit the museum and enjoy, but they're also for sale. Many times the artwork is not for sale, but this particular exhibit, you can actually view all of the pieces of work and then make a purchase. So that's going to run from September the 1st, that's next Thursday, through September the 24th. The museum is open 10 to 4, and you can stop by at 123 North 8th Street and check out their exhibit. And then this Friday is First Friday, and actually the museum is going to be one of our speakers. So the Independence Area Community Chest, though, is our sponsor for First Friday. And what's really unique and positive about the Independence Community Chest is it's comparable to United Way. We don't have United Way in Independence, but we do have the Independence Area Community Chest. And so what that means is that when we have a desire to be able to contribute to causes and organizations and groups that we want to give our treasures to in an effort to support their works, sometimes we don't know. Like, we want to give to the homeless, or we want to give to something that's providing food for people, or we want to give to something that's helping the youth of the community, or, you know, whatever it might be that's your passion that you are wanting to support. Sometimes you just don't know all of those entities and how you get your money to them to help them out, or what their needs are. And so what happens with the Independence Community Chest is all of these organizations that I kind of just mentioned, I think usually they have like 25 to 30 will go and make presentations to the community chest about the reasons why they need funding and what they plan to do with those funds and the differences that they are making in the community. And then we all, as citizens, write checks to the community chest, and it kind of goes into little war chest, you know, and then they have a goal, and we'll be talking more about that in the upcoming weeks, but they have a goal that they set, and then as soon as they meet their goal, they distribute all that money to all of those causes. And so you can just know that your money is truly making a difference in the community. So they will be our First Friday sponsor. And then we've got some really good speakers. So Kathy Shepherd will be talking about the health fair that's coming up later in September. So you want to get that on your calendar for sure. And then Ashley Hovel, who is the new director of the museum, she will be presenting about the kind of the fundraising efforts that they are putting in motion in an effort to keep the museum around for, you know, another 100 years. And then Kellen Ebert, who is 12 years old, he's a middle schooler in Independence, train enthusiast is going to get up in front of the audience and talk all about the reasons why we should restore 1050 locomotive and his ideas for the fundraiser that Four Paws is going to be kicking off. So I'm really excited for him. And then wrapping up our slate of speakers will be ICC's head football coach, Jason Martin, who is going to be talking about all the great things happening with the football team. You know, I don't think they won this past weekend, but there's always future games. So they're just working into some wins that are sure to come. So we're excited for him and all that he has to tell us about football season. And then I think he'll be bringing some players with him. So that's always fun. Hey, I do want to point out that save the date for the Health on Purpose Health Fair is September the 30th. It's Friday the 30th. So make sure everybody listening gets that on your calendar. And next week I'll be talking about all of the health screenings that will be available. So, you know, your blood work and things that you can get done there. This Friday is actually our last day to get your free permits for the 100 Mile Highway Sale. So it's the 15th annual Can-Okla 100 Mile Highway Sale and Citywide Garage Sales in Independence, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September the 9th and 10th. You can pick up your free permit at the Chamber of Commerce, 616 North Penn Avenue. And permits that are received by Friday, September the 2nd, which is this week, will be listed on the Chamber's garage sale map. So we'll have hard copy maps available on Thursday of next week. And then, because it takes a while to get it put together, and then you can also get one digitally. So you can pull it up on your phone, your tablet, and make your way through Independence and Coffeyville, because you guys will be having them as well. So so anyway, got that going on. And then, let's see. We've got the 6th Annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week is coming up the 6th through the 10th. You can check out their Facebook page at Project Q&A or their website, which is projectqna.org, for more information about all the workshops that they have planned, the fun family activities that they have scheduled, and other events. So again, that's September the 6th through the 10th, and this is the 6th annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week. You know, we were talking about Independence Area Community Chest and all of the organizations that make a difference in our community, and the Optimist Club is one of those civic organizations. They're having their annual pancake breakfast on Saturday, September the 10th. So that's the morning of the highway sale, so you can get all juiced up on your pancakes and have some extra syrup.
That's a great start. Great start.
It is. Yeah. Get sugared up and then go get some stuff.
have some savings.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Go get
bargain.
Bargain hunt. Go get some treasures. And so, anyway, that breakfast is from 7 to 11 at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple, and they'll have sausage and unlimited pancakes, and then all the money that the Optimist Club raises, they push it right back into the community to help the youth. That's their platform, is to be a friend of youth. I think pancake breakfasts are $5 donations. I've got plenty of tickets to sell. If anybody needs a $5 ticket, I can take care of that for you. So it's always a fun morning, and very well attended. AWOL has something fun happening. So they're holding the fundraiser Buy a Dog to Help a Dog. So Saturday, September the 10th, that's that same busy weekend, from 10 to 2, the Independence Animal Hospital out on West Main, 2403 West Main, will be hosting this event. So you can get a hot dog and chips and a drink for the low price of $6. And you can, they also are going to have a quilt raffle. You can purchase t-shirts, and everything goes to support AWOL. And someone might be listening and think, what in the world is that? It's an acronym for Animals With Our Love. So again, that's next Saturday, September the 10th. There's a new program being pushed out through the school district, and we actually, I think I've talked about this before, but Teammates, and it's a trademarked program that the high school is implementing, and it's a mentoring program, and it's for kids 3rd grade through 8th grade, And it's an in-school mentoring program, and you become matched with somebody in the community. And if you're a community member interested in this, basically your commitment is 30 minutes a week, and you go into the school and you sit down and you just spend those 30 minutes visiting with the student, talking, developing a relationship. And then hopefully that relationship continues every year until they graduate from high school. So you could make a real difference in the life of a child being matched with one of those kids from, you know, the third grade on up. Can you imagine how well you'll know them by the time they graduate? And there's an informational meeting on Monday, September the 12th at 5 o'clock at the cafeteria. So if you need more information about that, you can call the Independence High School and ask for Michael McCambridge, and he can fill you in even more. So I guess a few other things we have would be you can sign up your kids for Kids Have Talent. It's a free talent show that is Saturday the 24th at 1 o'clock at the Wesley Center again. So if you want to get your application in, the deadline is Tuesday, September the 13th at 5 o'clock. The proceeds will go to support the Independent Science and Technology Center and Uppercut Boxing, and you can pick up your applications at both of those locations. The entry fee is $10. I think it's free to attend. But again, that's Kids Have Talent. And then veterans, we want you to know that the VFW Post 1186 will be hosting Veterans Roundup at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue on Thursday, September the 15th through Saturday, September the 17th from 9 to 4. And this event is for anyone with questions or needing assistance about their veterans' benefits, claims, healthcare enrollment, and other services. So be sure and put that on your calendar, September the 15th through the 17th at the Civic Center.
Free breakfast and lunch,
yes,
for the veterans.
Yes, free breakfast and lunch.
We actually had two of the guys with the VFW on Friday with Skink Insurance.
Good.
To talk about the event.
Good. So. Did you have Donnie Collier?
Yes.
Yeah, good deal. And then, let's see, we have, what else do we have going on? We've already mentioned movie night and Glogo. Oh, let's talk about Kansas Airstrip Attack. So that's an October event, but it's time to get your tickets. So the Kansas Airstrip Attack will be at the airport Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th. And this event is going to feature, you know, super expensive, one-of-a-kind performance cars and drivers from all over the country. They come into Independence to participate in side-by-side drag racing down the airport's runway, which is a safe way to drag race. And then if you're a spectator, which that's what I will be, you'll see cars like Lamborghini and Porsche and Ferrari. And then they also take other cars and heavily modify them. Most of those cars are Corvettes, BMWs, and Mustangs. And they have a clock out kind of in the grassy area that when they pass the finish line, it tells how fast they're going, and they're going super fast. Many of them exceed 200 miles an hour. So, and then there's also motorcyclists out there. So it's a good time. Visit airstripattack.co, and you'll go to Independence, Kansas tab, and you'll see where it says schedule and tickets, and you can get your tickets. It's like a 2-day pass. And also I wanted to say two things. They are looking for a civic organization that might want to help take tickets and help with parking. And it could be a great fundraiser for you because there are a lot of people out there. So if you might be interested in supporting that effort, be sure and give me a call at the chamber office. And then also, I'm looking for a few more food trucks. So I have To Be Smoke and Barbecue, and I'm looking for a couple more. So if anyone has a food truck, has a suggestion for a food truck, again, you can give me a call, 331-1890 for both food trucks. And if you're interested in having your civic organization volunteer to help take tickets and park cars, which is super easy, you're just directing people and pointing them. It's not anything difficult at all. I just need to man the station. So that's it.
All right. Well, a lot of great stuff going on coming up, and I think we're going to have the Airstrip Attack people on at some point.
Yes,
right?
We are. Okay. I talked to Jason actually maybe it was yesterday and told him that you had invited him to come on the air, and he said he would definitely be on. He might even be able to call in a few times because he's in California. And then he'll have some tickets to give away.
Yep, I know. That's a fun event. So I look forward to that. And a chance to get some tickets is always awesome as well.
That is.
So, all right. Well, we will talk to you next Tuesday. Next Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, which means Lisa will be in at 10 o'clock.
Get to sleep in.
Yes, 10 o'clock on next Tuesday. So we will talk to you then.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Yes, thank you. You too. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.